Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Today is January 15th, and DJ LeMahieu is coming back to the Yankees. 6 years, $90 million, $15 million a year on January 15th. Let's get into it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk all about it. Let's talk all about it. Let's talk Yanks, babe.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy. John Boy and Jake.
Hello and welcome to Talking Yanks. Thank you very much for tuning in today. My name is Jimmy. Sitting next to me is Jake. And in the corner we have producer BBD. And the Yankees gave us some good news this morning, a Friday news dump like none before. Actually, Friday morning, which we didn't expect. So if you're tuning in for the first time, thank you for tuning in. I'm excited. And I always feel the pushback coming. So I always want to say, like, hey, it's been dead offseason.
Oh, dead.
So if this excitement is like, you guys shouldn't be that excited. We knew this was going to happen. Shut up. Friday just got more exciting. I'm excited. Jake, are you excited?
James, producer Big Baby David, everyone live in the chat right now. I'm excited, man. We thought this was coming, right? DJ wanted to be back. The Yankees got the bankroll. If it doesn't happen, you know, we're starting to dream of alternative plans. The Mets get Lindor. You start going to the dark place. The Yankees aren't doing anything. They basically said we're not doing anything until we figure out the DJ thing, which for us was kind of sucky. Like, oh.
But now it can be fun.
Now we are dreaming. Now we are excited. We might have a little more quiche to play with, which we've been dreaming about over the past couple episodes. So times are good. And the biggest thing, and you guys saw it on our Ryan Rucco episode, he summed it up so nice that just, you know, the goal of the Yankees is to get better. We haven't won World Series. DJ LeMahieu has been our best player the past 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, there's other plans if he leaves and you rework the team and you try to make it work. But you should also probably bring back your best player.
Yeah.
Increase things around him.
Yeah.
And they do that, and it's awesome, man. And now, you know, all those things fans were talking about DJ being the next Paul O'Neill and stuff like that, like, you can kind of say that stuff. Like, he's part of the family. Part of the family.
I want to go through the contract. I want to go through the next steps. Obviously, I want to talk all around this every which way. I'm kind of like, you know me, I'm combating what I think people are going to comment without even listening to us.
Like, right.
Clearly, the Yankees need to do more. Clearly, right. This doesn't make them better than last year, just the same as last year. I understand all of that. But the fact is, if he wasn't a Yankee, we'd be very upset. He is a Yankee. We're very excited. Now, the numbers and how this transaction went down, I made a little video for Twitter and Instagram, Jake. I don't know if you saw it. You know all my brain anyway. But this is what I was trying to tell everyone. Like, this negotiation was so normal, but people were acting like it was so wrong and the Yankees were doing a disservice and like the Yankees camp was being like dragging it out. The Yankees gave him an offer. It was 4 years for $75 million, right? They said, this is your offer, go shop it around. Reportedly, the Blue Jays matched it. They actually went 4 years, 78. So if DJ didn't want to be a Yankee and just wanted to take the best of all the first round offers, it looks like the Blue Jays may have topped it with the 4 years, 78 mil. He went back to the Yankees, said, hey, this is what I got. What can you do? They said, maybe they bumped it up a tiny bit. Then maybe he goes back again. And eventually, like you realized, any other team has to pay him plus give up a draft pick. It wasn't going to happen. He was going to come back to the Yankees. I like this deal. And now we've heard that it's just 6 years, 90 mil, straight up. No funky business, no front loading, no back loading, no options, no buyouts, just straight up. Very simple math. We like that because we're not a math pod. That's 15 a year. So DJ gets the win because he gets $90 million. The Yankees get the win because they were able to spread this out. So the annual average value hit, the AAV, is only $15 million. And if you're like, why the hell is that important? because that's the luxury tax, and that's the game that all these GMs are playing right now, that they have to play.
Liam Hendricks literally got a contract the other day that if he does or doesn't play his last year, they don't care. He's $15 million no matter what.
The Yankees are very used to giving contracts out where they don't care about the last couple years. So if you really want to change the way you picture this contract, think of it like this. The Yankees are paying DJ 4 years. What's 90 divided by four?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows that for sure.
82. Like
you could do a count.
22.
You could do a count.
22 and a half.
So if this is they're paying him 4 years for $22 million, and in that fifth and sixth year, if he's still good, hell fucking yeah. If he's bad, okay, he's our utility bench spot, or you just kind of sell him the Chase Headley trade, just dump the salary somewhere, or you part ways like the Ellsbury and the A-Rod stuff. If that makes it easier for you to think of, like, because that's how past, that's what this. We're paying for the next 4 years. They just spread it out to get to six, because a lot of people are scared of that six-year number. But that's just, that six-year number, spreading it out, actually is the best news, because with $15 making $15 this year.
Do whatever
you
want
with it. Inflation's nuts.
Get a sandwich.
He's making $15 million this year, which leaves them wiggle room, leaves cash wiggle room. Did you get an answer on how much is left?
So I got yelled at because I used the term cap space, which I shouldn't. There's cap in baseball, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Don't care. And I'm just going to bring that to the CBA negotiating table. But and we're doing salary arbitration today. It's like the Yankees are. We're not. It seems like there's going to be around $20 million remaining. So it's going to be really interesting. Does that bring Tanaka kind of fully back in play? We haven't heard a thing about Tanaka.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I think in the reaction you just gave me, which is odd because we love Tanaka. We are high up on the Tanaka love list. Is that, you know, are they going to take a flyer on Corey Kluber, which people are starting to tweet about? And, you know, is Corey Kluber, the rumor yesterday was 6 to 8 mil. That would leave the Yankees room for another starting pitcher and maybe a reliever. Can the Yankees max out the bullpen? The Yankees pitching is not finished right now, and they've got, we're going to assume, around $20 million to figure out what they need, which in this free agent market, they've got a chance.
Kluber for that much, I can't do that for 1 year. If you only have, we think, 15 to 20 left.
We don't know what he looks like. What you've heard.
But how much is left? 15 to 20?
We think 15 to 20, sure.
The Yankees can spend 15 to 20 mil without taking a hit on the luxury tax. If there's only 15 left, I'm not giving 6 to 8 to Kluber when we have no idea
what he is.
Tanaka's more of a known.
Right.
So I'd rather.
But there's still rumors Tanaka could be 15 mil.
He could be 15 mil.
He's been as reliable as a starter as there is.
And they need, you know, they need pitching pretty badly.
If there's a way.
But that Kluber number doesn't even make, like, 3 mil makes more sense.
It depends what he looks like. We don't know.
They'll get Tank for 12 and 2 for 24 for Tank.
Done.
And then Kluber 1 for 3. And now you have two pitchers and you have a $15 million hit, and then you trade for someone who's making 10 right now to put him somewhere.
Beeper?
It's Nightingale, but he does say the Yankees are going to focus on starting pitching, and they want one more reliever. So I guess like a starter, a reliever.
No offense to Nightingale, but kind of a lot of offense sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of offense. Duh!
Yeah.
Kind of
that's
a lot.
That's what I'm, yes.
Yeah.
And that's,
I mean.
Just like, are you spending all of that?
The Yankees need
Tanaka,
they need so much pitching help. There's a lot of reports that they're in on Brantley right now. What's Brantley making? But like
they probably get paid.
The lineup's pretty good right now. Urshela, good. Glaber, good bat. Defense. When I'm talking defense, talking lineup.
The lineup's back.
The lineup's great. I mean, as long as they're healthy, obviously. But even if they're not healthy, like Clint's been good, Hicks is good, Stanton's good, Judge is good, DJ's good, Voit led the league in home runs last year, Glaber's pretty good, Gio's really good, Gary's a huge, giant question mark. So that's all. Gary's the biggest question mark right now?
We'll do lineup right now. Compared to last year, which again, Yankees lineup was pretty good. Looked like a force at the start of the playoffs last year. Weird little season. Health, super important. You mentioned that. Clint Frazier, we believe in more. I think you could put that on the up list. Brett Gardner's still the wild card here. Are the Yankees going to bring him back? And is that $2 million? Is that $4 million? Is Brett Gardner gone? And that's something we haven't fully thought about yet. And maybe depends how the numbers play out. I'd also like to see some improvements on the Yankees bench with how this free agent market sorts out.
They're not going to spend money.
No, I mean, you can get some serious value plays and take a chance on someone. So, but again, they've got the bodies. You know, is Miguel Andujar supposed to be a part of this year's team? I think so, and that should be a better bench upgrade option. We'll start talking defense in a little bit. For right now, we're excited. So, yeah, Bob Nightingale, kind of on the nose, and like you said, you big dummy. One good starting pitcher, one good reliever for 15 to 20 mil seems like the move, and then you take some bullpen flyers, some relief flyers. You know, Jim, there is a part of me that wouldn't hate, and I don't know if it's Kluber, I don't know, Matt Shoemaker, I'd have to look at the free agent pool a little more. If they bring in a starting pitcher for that 6 to 8 million range, 4 to 8, but they bring two impact relievers, I'm kind of okay with that.
I know
you're hoping, you're really starting to lean more into end of year Sevy and Herman, but I'm interested in taking that chance.
So according to FanGraphs, I'm trying to look at starting pitchers available via signing. Like, this opens up the Yankees. All right, backtrack. I'm excited. Obviously.
We're excited.
There's something to talk about. I tweeted, you know, the biggest thing unknown about this DJ deal was, does this close the dam or does this open the dam? And that was the AAV. And now because the AAV is 15 million, leads us all to get optimistic and be like, oh, I think that dam just opened. I think now the Yankees like got their first priority. We should get an answer. Like, if Gardner's coming back, I think that happens in 2 seconds, just to be honest. I think that happens like within the week.
The only thing I'd say around that is, if we know the relationship Guardy and his agent have with the team, if they want to also see the starting pitcher domino fall, like, they could very much have that conversation.
Things are going to happen. Things should be moving now. They need pitching. They need starting pitching. They can make trades for pitching. That's where everyone has found pitching this offseason. Snell got traded for. Lance Lynn got traded for. Who was the other big guy that I'm blanking? And obviously
Darvish.
Darvish got traded for. There's even another one, isn't there?
Pitchers got traded. Lance Lynn.
I said him. Yeah. Whatever.
Say Snell.
Yeah. We got a lot of them.
We did. We did really good.
We have a Talking Baseball podcast app.
So, I think the dam's opening. So, if we're looking, Cardos, who covers the Yankees minor leagues, he responded to you. According to his estimation, he says there's 13 mil available, which is tight.
Which, again, starts getting a little tighter.
Which makes me think Tanaka's not coming back. Because then it would be just Tanaka.
Right.
And then you'd have to trade some people, and then you're looking at Otto as a trade piece, and we like Ottavino, and that does clear up 20 mil.
Hey.
So I want to go through these starting pitchers with you, Jake.
Sure.
Like, Waino, he's predicted to get 7 AAV, 7 mil AAV. He's probably going back to Cardinals.
Yeah, hard to wrap my head around that, but.
Pretty Ricky. Don't want him.
I don't like Purcell.
I know. I know that.
I'm sorry.
Rich Hill, he's projected to get 8 million. Garrett Richards, that's a name we've been saying forever. Taiwan Walker is a guy that we had on the show. Those are both under 10. Those are some guys projected to get under 10 mil AAV deals. Any of those? What about Paxton Reunion or Odorizzi? Any of those do anything for you?
You know, I think Oda Rizzi's a guy who's still going to get paid. We're almost close to the situation because we know him and he talked to us confidently, but he also, his points weren't like BS. It's like, oh, no, you're kind of right. Like, I think Jake Oda Rizzi's still in line to get a pretty good payday. The other guys, you've got injury histories, Garrett Richards, things like that. I am okay with that if we're getting impact reliever. We saw Archie Bradley, a guy we've talked about for a while yesterday, signed for 1 for 6.
Yeah.
You know, if you can give me two Archie Bradley types, if you can give me a Colomé and someone else, and, you know, if I can look at that bullpen again and say, okay, this is the baseline we're looking for. I mean, honestly, the thing that's going through my head right now is, I think Cashman's got the trades on button on now.
That's what I think. I think he's looking at trades before he's looking at anything else right now.
Yeah.
To clear some room and just see what you can get that way to get a guy that's team controlled or in arbitration years on another team. That's what everyone wants. They want to trade for guys that are in arbitration or team controlled. We have a question from the YouTube chat right now from Robbie Hyde. Robbie says, big fan of what you guys do on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being most. How much do you want to bring in the Klubot? You have to tell me how much he's worth, and then I will change that drastically. If you bring him in for $8 million, I'm going to say almost zero. You bring him in for $3 million, I'll probably say 6 out of 10.
I'm excited because baseball contracts, as we've seen, are getting a little more creative. I mean, this is where baseball doesn't make sense to me. If you're Corey Kluber, you have to realize that you've been completely hurting out the past 2 years. Like, why wouldn't you get a really good incentive-laden deal? Like, say the Braves are offering you 1 for 5 years, $5 million, straight up, but the Yankees offer you 1 for 3, but if you make 10 starts, you get another $3 million.
Yeah.
Like, we would almost sign up for that. We just have no idea.
Because you know who the
you
biggest...
You have no idea you know, what that guy's you
know,
got in the tank.
You know what the word the negotiation comes in there?
Frog.
Between Kluber and his agent. And Kluber's got to convince his agent.
Yeah.
Like, no, trust,
I'm good.
Trust me, Mr. Agent. Yeah. This is what
the
I want to
do. The player always believes in
and
himself.
And the agent's like, but Kluber, I saw you throw. And he's like, what do you know? You're just an agent.
You're an agent.
You don't know shit about my injuries. And agent's like,
they fight.
Trust me. You
it
need
gets weird.
Get it's as like, much guaranteed as you can because I don't believe in you. You're like, my agent?
Their lips get really close and they have one of those moments like, we got to back off.
This is, we've got too close.
We've gone too far on this. We've spent a lot of good
years
together.
I could
just
feel your breath. And it was oddly cold.
There's going to be a trade.
I think a trade is where you go. I mean, if you're looking at relievers, who's still out there? Rosenthal, so Clipper, about, to Brad.
Hey,
how come I don't believe in Brad Hand? How come I'm not excited about
Brad? Because we knocked him around in the playoffs. It's kind of
and he's kind of like soft tossing, right?
A little soft. He's really good.
I know he's really good.
I think we're priced out on Brad Hand, so I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah, that's true.
Cashman prefers trades anyway.
Okay, so how about this?
What about bring Shane Green?
I've got
back.
A game.
I got it. I figured it out.
Reunion bullpen?
A reunion bullpen.
Kirby Yates, Shane Green.
And David Phelps.
Tyler Clippard.
No!
Okay.
No Tyler. It's the Moxie boys only. Shane Green.
Moxie boys.
David Phelps. I don't know if Kirby Yates is full of Moxie, but Shane Green and Phelps you were.
Say Kirby Yates in the way you want to say it.
Kirby Yates!
D-Rab also hasn't like pitched in 2 years, so he would be cheap. Reunion bullpen.
Bring him over.
Can we tweet that
reunion
out?
Bullpen. You got
people
that.
Have kind of been saying that, but they haven't phrased it reunion wow. bullpen, so tweet that.
Moxie boys. Jim, I think I've got it. We're talking, we're over here, thumbs up our butt.
I'm going to open with Clippard. No, I'll open with D-Rab so they get excited.
Yeah.
And then you drop Clippard, like last, and then people are like, what the fuck?
Corey Kluber, hot right now. People are tweeting about him. We've talked about it on Talking Yanks. There's some risk-reward stuff. What if I went to another name? I saw it in the chat a second ago, and there's also some injury risk stuff, but probably less than Kluber and more successful recently, Jameson Taillon. Guy was in a lot of trade rumors. He had a significant injury. He hasn't been back, but if we're now comparing him and Kluber... If we don't have to give up a real trade package, and I want to say Taillon's number's pretty low, that's a guy I'm interested in taking a flyer on.
That's interesting. If the Kluber price is $8 million, but you can instead get rid of a trade piece for Taillon, what do you value more? The $8 million, how much is Taillon making?
He's arbitration. He was 225 last year, and he was out all of last year, so I'd assume like
three or four. So
it
would you
says
rather trade?
He agreed to 225 again this year already.
So he's making $2 million. So would you rather spend $5 to $8 million on a Kluber chance or spend $2 million and a prospect or two that we won't care about? Wouldn't be a big return on that. I have my tweet ready.
Crush on.
I mean, I heard Miggy Yahoo's a nice guy, but
reunion bullpen time. D-Rob, Shane Green, Kirby Yates, David Phelps, Tyler Clippard combo deal. 1 year, $8 million. They split it depending on usage.
I'd love to see the agents discuss that one.
All the agents, like, what are we doing?
I think we're good on that.
Imagine if all the agents pulled all their players that they have no faith in and they don't even want to spend the energy trying to sign
them.
Here's
the deal, guys.
Like, let's conglomerate this, guys. And they put all of their junior assistants on it. And all the junior assistants come up with this plan and bring it. And, like, here's what we're doing. It's
we
a
need
combo.
A, So let's check some boxes. We need one starting pitcher. The caliber we're still unsure about. Potentially two would get us excited, even if one of the guys was a Flyer guy.
This guy said you had me until you said Clippard. You can guess the internet.
Yeah.
You can just guess
the
internet.
Read the internet. Yeah. We'd like one impact bullpen piece. You know, maybe an... same thing you say about the starting pitch. We want one of each, and a Flyer on each, too, would be really cool. A Jeremy Jeffress, whatever it is. Jim, let's circle back to some more Yankee stuff, and I don't think this part is exciting, but with DJ being official, that locks Gleyber Torres into the shortstop position.
So it's time for me.
Yeah.
To spin zone my brain.
Here we go.
Into believing in Gleyber shortstop. Game Gleyber time. The shortstop.
Lindor theory.
Because.
The theory of Lindor.
Because as anyone that's listened to the show knows, I don't think he's long for the shortstop position.
Right.
Now I have to try and get myself to believe. You know what I could really use? I could use some clips of DJ playing shortstop right now, wherever he is.
DJ?
Not DJ.
Gleyber. Jim.
Just get me juiced.
We're not dumb. I had the exact same thought process this morning. I know it doesn't really matter, but I kind of need the Gleyber fielding video for Instagram or whatever.
That's what I just said.
I know.
We're agreeing.
I had that literal thought this morning. Also, mostly because Tyro Estrada is always posting practice content, and you know I'm King Tyro, unless he's traded for Tyone tomorrow. And then I will be more King Tyro. He will be the best player on the Pirates.
Hoodie Judge responded to mine.
Hoodie Judge.
He said Kluber, 1-for-7. Okay. D-Rob, 1-for-4. Shane Green, 1-for-5. You have $4 million left. What are your thoughts?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
I mean, just give me action, baby.
Right. I feel like a gambler right now, just like craving the news.
Jim.
Yes.
I mean, now we're just, we're straight getting into almost fake rumor mill, but someone just said Kyle Hendricks in the chat, and like, would that put you over? He kind of makes money. I just burped.
Why are you burping so much?
I guess if you send out Avino over, I don't know. Get me a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Get me a starting pitcher that I think has the potential to start a playoff game.
I have a spin zone about DJ in year 5 and 6 that I've said a bunch on this show.
Say it a bunch.
I think that his skill set, allows him to age a little more graceful than A-Rod and Ellsbury and Headley, who we saw kind of get dumped at the end, because he's not a speed guy.
He's
not a power guy. Now, he does square the ball up and hit it really hard, and that might diminish as he goes, but he can pick it at first base. Void and him are basically the same age.
First base, third base.
So you can, like, yeah, old guys can go play first base, third base, and then if he can still just, you know, go Ichiro mode and line singles down the right field line and put doubles to the wall and left every now and then on a slow curve, I think he ages a little. Now, obviously, the odds are he's going to age and it's going to go poorly because that's what happens when you get in your late 30s.
A lot of these contracts.
Yes. But I'm just saying I think the odds are. And that's just a positive spin zone that I say on Talking Yanks because this is a Yankees podcast.
Yeah. Beeper?
Got the skill set for those last years to not be disaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I fought you a little bit on that because I think, like you said, barreling the ball, hard contact, I mean, that just gets harder over time. Your swing speed, I mean, you know, look at Miguel Cabrera a little bit. I mean, his power's gone. And, hey, Miguel Cabrera also did a lot more on a baseball field than DJ. So we'll see, man. Hey, how about this? Maybe we get a thick boy DJ LeMahieu that's got power his final years. Old man strength LeMahieu.
Interesting.
And people are like, when our grandkids look at his baseball reference, they're like, wait.
Adonna, you sick fuck.
Why did DJ's second part of his career, he became the best power hitter ever?
Yeah.
Steroids. The Babe Ruth situation?
Could be steroids.
Adonis Batista, you're the man. Thank you. And I love you.
If you're caught up in the hype right now, if you're having yourself a Friday and you want to go listen to more Yankees talk and reactions, head on over to Pinstripe Strong. Joe's McFly, Chris McFly, Keith McFly, Fierson, McFly. The Mick Boys, because it's another Yankees show on the John Boy Media Network, and they're going to be having a fun time.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you there's some music and dancing over there.
Yeah, man.
So after you're done listening here, you head on over there. I don't know when they're going live. I mean, I don't think Joe's had woken. Has Joe's woken up yet?
Joe's is up. He texted us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I earlier I had a GIF I wanted to drop on him, on his, like, first tweet about it.
Mm.
And then he wasn't up yet.
Go check them out. Go talk to any Yankee fans today. Today's a good day in Yankee land. And, Jim, you know, sometimes I go to a weird heavy place and everyone's like, what are you even talking about?
Get heavy, Jim.
This was a big signing for the Yankees. We, you know, the Yankees.
For the state of the Yankees. Not for the organization, not necessarily the 2021
right, like,
squad.
Don't, yeah, it's not, we're screaming from the rafters, we signed Garrett Cole, we're winning the World Series. This is the Yankees being the Yankees. This is, you know, we're not George Steinbrenner's Yankees. We're not paying for everyone. We don't get every free agent. You know, the Yankees operate as a business, and if you're on the internet, you see that to a lot of people's chagrins when at my, you know, childhood lunch table growing up, I got yelled at for the Yankees buying every table, and it left a scar. Look what I do now.
Scar.
If the Yankees let their best player for the past 2 years go because they got outbid by another team, that would have been like a full-blown changing of
the
guard.
Why everyone that's not a Yankees fan was ready to rejoice when that happened and dance on graves, and now they can't, and that's nice. How about Quintana?
Sure.
You like him?
I think he had some shoulder stuff, so I'd have to see what that looks like. But that's my new requirement, a starting pitcher that there's a world where they could start a playoff game. Like Jose Quintana? Yeah, sure. He could be a game three or four. Kluber, if he's right, absolutely. Matt Shoemaker, maybe not. Sorry, Matt. I like you.
You do?
I don't know. I won't dislike him.
Don't dislike him, no. Quintana's projected to make $10 million AAV. I guess so.
Good for you, Jose.
Saw some people in the YouTube chat that's watching live right now mentioned Bauer. Which is just still confusing, I guess. Yeah. But I guess if you don't know the luxury tax and the AAV stuff, you would think that. But, yeah. I mean, it's almost a zero.
Zero sum.
0.0 option.
I hear people say that, and I don't really know what it means.
Zero sum?
Zero sum. Like, it feels like the Bauer situation.
You can get context clues there.
I mean, it feels like I'm not wrong.
Like. You know, the sum of all of that is zero.
In game theory and economic theory, a zero-sum game is a mathematical representation of situation in which each participant's gain or loss or utility.
Like Yankees plus Bauer equals zero sum.
Zero-sum game.
Zero-sum game. Not a math pod. Never been. How come we don't have shirts yet that say Talking Yanks? Not a math pod.
We're not a math pod on every pod we do.
John Boy Media. Not a math pod.
Not a math pod.
Okay. And if you're having a lot of fun and you want to watch us more, a new Watch and Baggage just dropped on John Boy and Jake Radio.
Ad.
And we're about to end this, and we're about to bring Trevor in, and we're about to go live on Talking Baseball, where Jake and I will have to go a little more into a sedated, not Yankee fanboys, more controlled reaction.
What it means for the league.
And Trev's going to be a Yankee troll.
Oh, hater.
And it's going to get me very frustrated.
So, thank you guys for tuning in. Maybe leave a review if you're thinking of it. DJ's back. You know, we don't get very addy, but we did all day today. And tune in, I mean, Monday is going to be exciting because we still have a lot to process, and Cashman has his huge trade/signing he's about to do.
I mean, it's starting.
It's starting.
The Yankees offseason officially just begun. If we're being, like, very honest, they were just chipping away at the door, and now hopefully they can go storm the castle.
Dude, and Jim, you were on this, so I'll give you credit.
Thank you.
Definitely sent out a secret memo to the teams that's like, hey, 95% NLDH, and we're going to play these games. Because action just started.
Yeah, the NL, the NL thinks they're getting a DH.
Yeah.
The Schwarber to the Cubs and the Jose Martinez to Schwarber to the Nats, Jose Martinez to the
Mets,
they think they're getting a DH for sure. And they're one-year deals, so they think they're getting a DH this year. One more question from the chat before we get out of here. Gabe DiGenova, chances the signing happened because Bradley got signed and Hand is being courted. Did this make Yankees anxious to get a bullpen piece? I think the Yankees were on DJ's time this entire time, And it was just DJ and his agent had to come to the realization that he wasn't going to get a better offer anywhere else, and the Yankees weren't really going to bid against themselves. I do think the Yankees did, in the end, come back and say, all right, you know, if you don't want 4 for $70, we can give you $90 million, but it's over 6 years.
Spreading it.
And it's not over 4 years. And I think that once they did that, then it just happened. So I don't think outside sources had anything to do with the timing of this. I think it was very normal. I don't think it was extra delayed or extra whatever. I just think the rumor mill and the way Twitter and social media operates now made us all feel like it was being dragged out. I think everything happened pretty normally.
Just the whole offseason's been taking – nothing happened early.
Yes, but that's been going on for the last 5 years.
One reliever, one starter, and one bench piece. Those are my minimums.
I don't care about a bench piece.
I do.
But I want
– all the injuries.
I want three guys.
So we're both on three.
Yeah, I want three.
You want three throwers.
Three throwers.
Okay.
Gardner can be the bench piece.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye. Farewell.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thank you very much for tuning in this surprise episode. Have yourself a Friday. We'll see you back on Monday, and hope, unless there's more secret surprisey stuff. Go Yanks. Tell them, Grams.
Go Yankees.
See you on Talking Baseball.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.